With SRN News, I'm John Scott. British pageantry at Windsor Castle. President Trump relishing in the glow of a British royal spectacle during his second state visit. He was greeted at Windsor Castle by King Charles, military honor guards, and mounted troops before paying a private tribute at Queen Elizabeth II's tomb. The president, accompanied by First Lady Melania, attended a musical performance on the castle grounds. An opening day full of ceremony will give way to the real work Thursday when the president and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer meet. A suspect has been taken into custody after a driver rammed a car into a security gate at the FBI building in Pittsburgh, then removed an American flag from the back seat and threw it over the gate before leaving. FBI spokesperson Bradford Eric says the man was taken into custody this morning after 10 a.m. The FBI describes it as a targeted attack, but confirms that no personnel were injured. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on today's big economic news.
The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting Wednesday, and it's widely expected to reduce its key interest rate by a quarter point to about 4.1%. Wall Street traders expect three reductions this year and two more by next June, according to futures pricing tracked by CMA FedWatch. A rate cut Wednesday would be the first in 9 months. The Fed reduced borrowing costs three times last year, but put any further cuts on hold to evaluate the impact of President Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs on the economy. Donna Warder, Washington.
Fed on Wall Street now, the Dow ahead 217 points. The NASDAQ composite losing 142. This is SRN News. Opening briefs have been filed in a major Supreme Court case.
The states of Idaho and West Virginia have put in their initial paperwork with the justices on a case that challenges both states' laws barring males from competing against females in sports. They are getting help from Alliance Defending Freedom, and President Kristen Wagner says, quote, "These states' common sense laws restore fairness and safety for female athletes across the nation." A decision from the court is expected next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A professor of sports management with a law degree says women's sports will be doomed if lawmakers in courts allow men to compete. Amanda Segrist of Coastal Carolina University says, "I believe the progress in equity, access, and participation made by women in sports since the passage of Title IX is at risk. U.S. institutions and legislators must not depart from the federal law's original intent to ensure equal opportunities for women in education settings." This is SRN News. House GOP leaders released text of a stopgap funding bill that would provide tens of millions of dollars in security assistance for lawmakers and other federal officials amid growing concern about political violence.
The 91-page measure would head off a government shutdown on October 1st and keep federal agencies funded through November 21st, as well as provide $30 million for lawmaker security and a total of $58 million in security assistance to the White House requested for the Supreme Court and executive branch. While GOP leaders plan to call a floor vote later this week, it's still unclear whether Democrats will vote in support of the bill, with President Donald Trump calling on congressional Republicans to stiff arm the minority party in government funding negotiations. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And President Trump formally extended the deadline to keep TikTok available in the U.S. until December 16th, giving the company time to complete the framework of a deal announced on Monday. More details at srnnews.com.